Hear Inside the News at 10:30.
Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to Meet Me at Parking.
California, the makers of old gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to Meet Me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Wally Mayer, Arthur Q. Bryan, Opie Cates as clarinet in his orchestra, and our genial host, the star of our old gold show, Mike Yakarkis.
Boy, this is the first chance what I've got for to sit down and read the papers today. Yeah, this restaurant business be a hard business. Sometimes I'm on my feet 48 hours a day. 24 hours on each foot. And do my feet hurt now? My corns is killing me. Got for to make some more of my famous corn plaster. You know, in the old country, got a special way for to make corn plaster. Take some corn, you soak it in alcohol for 4 weeks, and that way the corn gets plastered, you see? Then you throw away the corn, you drink the alcohol, and you get plastic. After that, don't feel the corns at all, don't feel nothing, you're numb. But the reason my conscience hurts me, I think, is because I just know what is going for to rain. Ask me for to see what the weatherman says here in the papers. Here it is, weather tomorrow, Glendale, severe rainstorm and high winds, Los Angeles, continuous sunshine. You know, it's too bad that Glendale always have those high winds because it always blows the rain right into Los Angeles. Well, rain or no rain, I'm still got to work just as hard in this business. I'm only wish that I could make lots of money someplace else. Wait a minute, what's this in the papers here? Earn big money in radio. We have helped hundreds of people and we could help you too. Be independent, be wealthy, be static radio school. Earn big money in radio. Say, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go on the radio. Betty, come here a minute.
Yes, Parky, what is it?
Just got this transformational idea how I'm going to make $1 million.
$1 million? Yeah. How?
I'm going on the radio. I'm going to become a big radio star.
You're going on the radio?
Yes, sir.
What could you do on the radio, Parky?
Could do what everybody else is doing on the radio. Talk, sing, tell jokes. I could do a program just as good with those three people I listen to all the time.
What three people?
Fibber, Maggie, and Molly.
Fibber, Maggie, and Molly.
Yeah, what could I do what they couldn't do? They had for to learn sometimes. They're all going to learn, too. I suppose they went to some radio school for to learn that.
Radio school?
Sure. See this ad in the papers, Betty? Earn big money in the radio, static radio school. I'm going to go there, take a couple, two, three lessons, and then going to be a big radio star. Yeah, it's about time, but I took life easy, Betty.
Oh, but, Parky, you can't just go on the radio without ever having been on the radio before.
Oh, I've been on the radio before. 2 years ago, I was walking down Main Street. I seen a fellow what was broadcasting on the street. He was stopping all the people, asking him questions, you know. He put a microscope in front of me. He says, what is your name? I says, Parky Yakarkis. He says, that wins you 50 cents and 2 tickets to the Orpheum Theater. They see, Betty, I've been on the radio before.
Well, Parky, I don't think you could call that a lot of radio experience, do you?
Oh, well, that's not all. The next week, I went to the Orpheum Theater. All of a sudden, a fellas hollered out, I got a man in the balcony, doctor.
What did you say?
Nothing. I was sitting in the orchestra. Well, then another fellas come over to me, stuck a microscope in my face, and the doctor told me, if I could tell him who was the first president, he would give me 12 silver dollars.
And you said George Washington and got the 12 silver dollars.
No, I said, Abraham Lincoln, I got 2 candy bars. Ah, yes, Betty, there's lots of money in radio. That is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to this radio school, and maybe next week, when you turn on your radio, don't be surprised if you hear that Park Yakarkis is queen for a day. Oh, here comes Opie. Hi, Opie.
Hi, Parky. Hi, Betty.
Say, Opie, how much you would charge me for an orchestra for playing the radio with me? Of course, I want to start small, you know. I need about maybe 3 pieces, a piano and 2 drums.
Well, on the radio?
Yes.
Oh, haven't you heard, Opie? Parky's going to be a big radio star.
What do you know about acting on the radio, Parky?
What do I know about acting? Opie, I'm a good actor. I could make people laugh and I could make them cry, too. Yes, sir, I could give them any kind of emulsion. Great Scott. Yes, I could act happy and I could suffer, too. You know, a good actor, he's got to be able to show that in his face how he could suffer, you know.
Yeah, Park, if I had your face, I'd suffer, too.
Now, Parky, you know there's more to good acting than just making faces. Good acting calls for intelligence, brains.
Don't need no brains, Betty. I could be a comedian.
Parky, you ain't even got enough brains to be a comedian.
Then I'll be a musician. You know, I don't got for to be no comedian. You know, there's other kinds of acting. I could be a serious actor. I could play in those detective stories. Don't forget, Betty, I'm a G-man.
A G-man? You mean a government man?
No, a Greek. That is what I'll do, Betty. I'll do misery stories. And I'll make all the kids junior G-men, and they could send in the box stops, you know what I mean? I'll send them a badge.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea, and then you can print your name on the badge.
Now, how could you do that? Park your carcass on a badge. Yes, Opie, I'll go to make you famous. You're going for to be my musical conductor. How much you going to charge me for to leading the orchestra?
Oh, around $15.
$15 just to wave a little stick?
Yeah.
Boy, if I'm going to pay those kind of prices, I could get famous conductors like Paul Vitamins, you know. Or that guy, Andre Kostoladovnats. What's his name? Or maybe the greatest of them all, Arturo Piccanisi. You know, Opie, this is your big opportunity for to become famous, you see.
Oh, look, Parky, why don't you wait until you get on the radio and then start to make all your great plans? You know, there's more to getting on the radio than just saying you want to.
Oh, don't you worry, Betty. I'm going to be on the radio. Yes, sir, you just keep tuning in, Betty, and one of these days, the next voice you will hear will be obediently yours, Orson Parkiakakis. Say, Betty, you think when I'm broadcast, I better wear my old clothes so when I come out of the broadcasting station, they don't tear me to pieces? You know, I mean those booby socks.
Oh, sure, Parky. And maybe we better have 8 or 10 policemen to protect you.
Oh, we better get more policemen than that, because sometimes I might walk out of the radio station with Frankie and Van, you know. They'll need a couple of policemen to protect them, too, you see?
Oh, yes, I'm sure they would.
Yes. Say, Betty, why, it wouldn't be good ideas if you would sing on my program. You might as well go on the radio, too. You know something? I heard you just singing now, and you sing as good as the singers what they got on the radio now. What is that song which you were just singing?
Oh, you mean, know what it seemed to be?
Yeah, sing that song for me now. I would like to hear that again.
It was just a neighborhood dance. That's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a masquerade ball with costumes and all, 'cause you were at the dance with me. It was just a ride on the train, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a trip to the stars, to Venus and Mars, 'cause you were on the train with me. And when I kissed you, darling, it was more than just a thrill for me. It was the promise, my darling, of the things that fate had willed for me. It was just a wedding in June, that's all that it was, but oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair with everyone there, 'cause you said, yes, I do, to me. And I said, yes, I do.
Parky.
Hello, Bobby. Say, let me first hear you say a couple, two, three words. I want to see if you know how to speak good. Go ahead.
If I know how to speak good?
Yes.
I was never so insulted,
no. Oh, there, Bob. Why be irritated? Light and old gold. You see, I'm going for the big, big radio star. I just thought what you might be my mancer, you know. Let me for to hear you talk about old gold, because in that way I could hear how you speak, and in the same time I could get some comfort and pleasure.
Oh, you're right, Parky. The very name, old gold, always suggests comfort and pleasure. The comfort of extra protection against cigarette dryness, the pleasure of luxurious extra flavor. First, Old Gold gives you the benefit of a remarkable moisture-protecting agent we call apple honey. Made from the juice of fresh apples, it helps prevent cigarette dryness. And for extra flavor, bouquet, and aroma, Old Gold adds a touch of Latakia tobacco to give you a tastier smoke, a friendlier smoke. Yes, light an Old Gold and enjoy the priceless comfort, the sheer pleasure of a truly great cigarette. Well, Mr. Parky Carcass, did you like the way I said that?
Not only I like the way you said it, Bob, but I also liked what you said. And I'm only hoping I'm going to the radio. I'll have something so good to advertise as Old Gold. Thank you very much, Bob. I'll see you later. I'm going over to the radio school right now. Here's the building, Static Radio School. Oh, look who's coming. It's the mayor. Oh, my, I didn't see him for such a long time. Say, why, it wouldn't be a good idea if the mayor I would be the guest on my first program. Yeah, but he's so absent-minded, I'll never be able for to explain it to him. Does he get confused? I don't know how a man like him who gets everything so mixed up as ever could be elected the mayor. Here he comes. Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, hello, my friend. How are you?
Fine.
So good to see you again. Where have you been? We were just talking about you the other day.
You was?
Yes. By the way, who are you?
I'm Parky Carcass. Don't you remember me? I'm on Parky's restaurant.
Oh, yes, the restaurant, of course.
Yes.
What's good to eat today?
Oh, roast turkey.
Roast turkey,
yes.
Eh?
Yes.
Do you want the light meat or the dark meat?
Light meat or dark meat?
Well, why don't you leave it to me? I'll bring you a nice order.
No, you don't understand, Your Honor. You see, you're not a waiter, you're the mayor.
Why, of course I'm the mayor.
Yes.
And as great a mayor as this great city has ever had. And when the great people of this great...
Look, pardon you, Your Honor. You see, I'm going for to go on the radio, and I'm thought what on my first program is would be a wonderful idea if you would be my guest star, you see. Tell me, Your Honor, you would like for to work on the radio?
Oh, I'll be very happy to work on your radio. Yes. What did you do, blow a tube?
No, Your Honor, my radio set, that don't need no fixing.
Let me be the judge of that. I'll look it over, and when it's ready, I'll phone you at home. What's your number?
No, I don't got no phone at home.
You have no phone?
No.
Well, I'll be glad to take your application.
Application?
Yes. Now, if you'll just leave a small deposit.
A small deposit?
Very well. Here's $3. Is that enough?
No, look.
Now, do you think I could have a French phone?
French?
Well, my mother was French. My father was Scotch.
Scotch?
Yes, with a little soda, please. Go on.
No. Look, Your Honor, I don't want no French phones. I don't want no Scotch and soda. I don't need... My radio don't have to be fixed, you see? I'm going for to have a radio program. I want you for to be my guest.
Oh, I'd love to be your guest.
Good.
But I can only stay 3 weeks. The other pupils can get here on time, and so can you. I'm going to punish you for this. You'll have to stand in the corner all day.
Stand in the corner all day.
I will not. I'm going home. I'm going home to tell my mother what you said. Picking on me all the time, that's what you do.
Oh, but Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor. Well, how you were ever elected mayor, I'll never know. I'm going to tell my father never to vote for you again.
Well, I've had a very pleasant visit, and I'm sorry to have to run along, but I'm in a hurry. See, I'm going to be a guest on Parky Carcass radio program. Goodbye, Your Honor.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I should have known better than to ever start with that mayor before you could make him understand anything. You could go crazy. Well, might as well go into the school.
Hey, Mr. Parky Carcass, I want to see you.
Oh, my, look who's calling me. It's that faker, Orville Sharp. I wonder what he wants. Hello, Mr. Sharp.
Hey, Opie tells me that you're going to be a big radio star. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct. It's yes.
Now, look, when you're on a radio, your voice will be broadcast from coats to coats.
Broadcast from coats to coats?
Yeah. Now, you know it's important to have a lot of people listening to you, a lot of fans. You realize that, don't you?
Yes, I realize that, all right.
Okay. Who are you buying your fans from?
Got to buy fans?
Why, absolutely. We supply all kinds of fans. Men, women, boys, girls, babies, grandmothers, all ages, all shapes, and all sizes. Put them all together, we make a Park Your Carcass fan club.
See, Mr. Sharp, I never realized what you got to buy fans.
Why, there's no doubt about it.
I see.
The bigger you are, the more fans you want. That's what happens when you become a slobberty.
A slobberty?
Of course.
Of course.
Now, you see, there's two kinds of slobberties. There's the temperamental slobberty.
Yes.
That's the one that's hard to get along with. Yeah. And then there's the good-natured slobberty.
I see. Well, if I'm going to be a slobberty, might as well be a good-natured slobberty, I guess.
You're just the type, too.
Yes.
Now, I represent a company called International Fan Clubs, Inc.
Inc.? What's the ink for?
To write fan letters.
I see.
I want you to forget our slogan.
What is it?
Our fans make you terrific from the Edith Atlantic to the Pacific.
Never knew what radio stars got to buy their own fans.
Why, sure, you gotta buy them. You don't expect something for nothing. Nobody gets nothing for nothing. If you want somebody to do something for nothing, you'll find out what you get for nothing is nothing. We can even supply you fans that'll knit you a sweater.
They'll knit me a sweater?
Yeah, but they don't do no knitting for nothing. What'd you say?
Knitting. I mean nothing. Look, tell me, how much does the fans clubs cost?
Well, it's all according to the kind of club you want.
Yes.
For instance, let me give you an example.
Yeah. Go ahead, give me an example. Let me hear.
Well, I can get a fan club started for you with, Wait a minute. How many letters are there in the name Park Your Carcass?
Small letters or capital letters?
Capital.
12.
12, okay. Yes. Now, I get 12 beautiful girls, see?
Yes.
They're all wearing snow-white bathing suits. Mm. Each one has got a different letter of your name on a bathing suit, see? Mm. Now, they climb up to a platform. It's 120 feet high.
Yes.
Then they dive off that platform into a tank of water.
Yes.
They land in the water, they're swimming next to each other, and the letters spell Kakasaka.
Kakasaka? What's Kakasaka?
Park Your Carcass spelled backwards.
Oh, fuck.
Cost you $200.
No, I'm not going to spend no $200 just to have a lot of people spelling Park Your Carcass backwards.
Okay. Now listen to this. Get this. This is the Orville Sharp Fan Club Special for this week only. Cost you $100.
What is it?
For $100.
Yes.
I supply you with the world's greatest fan.
Yeah?
It's a woman 112 years old.
112 years old?
She's been fanning for 87 years.
She should be cooled off by now. Who was the first one she fanned for?
Napoleon.
Napoleon?
Followed him all the way back from Moscow. Swooning every 2 miles.
Look, Mr. Sharp, don't gonna spend no $100 for no fan clubs. Forget the whole thing. I didn't think of what I'm got for to have no fan clubs. But so long what you say I'm got to have one, maybe I could spend $3.50, $4, but that's all.
What? You expect me to punish you with a fan club for $4?
Yes.
For $4, you want people to show how much they love you? To go around hollering, hooray for Park Your Carcass! And to faint when they see you? Bernie, you can keep your $4. I'll look at you and faint for nothing.
You will? Why?
Because you make me sick. That's why. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Ogle presents O.B. Cates as clarinet and his orchestra playing I Found a New Baby.
Thank you.
Friends, when you light an Old Gold cigarette for the first time, it's a grand new experience. The delightful experience of more comfort, more pleasure than you normally expect from a cigarette. And that's because Old Gold does more to give you more. Old Gold devotes more attention to those little details and refinements that make such a tremendous difference in your smoking pleasure. In Old Golds, you get not only a blend of the world's choicest tobaccos, you get more, an added detail. Latakia tobacco for extra flavor and richness. And in Old Golds, you get more than the ordinary moistening agent. You get the special humectant apple honey, which helps prevent cigarette dryness. Why, even the paper on Old Gold is a luxurious detail, for it's made from virgin pure flax converted into snow-white, smooth, even-burning cigarette paper. So ask for Old Golds at your tobacco counter. Look for them in the cigarette vending machine. Smoke an Old Gold. Then see exactly what we mean when we say, to get more out of your smoking, enjoy the cigarette that does more to give you more, Old Gold.
Static radio school. Here's the head man's office. Might as well go in, Jim. So nervous.
How do you do, sir? Won't you come right in? Welcome to the Static Radio School. Won't you sit down?
Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have moved that antenna.
Yes.
I feel so devilish today. Now, what can I do for you, sir? My name is Mr. Static.
Oh, well, I'm glad for the look on you. My name is Biparki Kakis. I'm seeing your ad in the papers. I'm thought what I would like for the broadcast on the radio, you see. Are you think what you are could make me for to be very big radio star, is it?
My, what perfect diction. A Harvard man. Well, Mr. Parker Caucus, you've come to our school at a very opportune time.
Did?
I've just received a call from the radio station, and they want us to send over an actor immediately for a very important part.
You mean what I'm good acting on the radio right away?
Oh, immediately. If we come to terms.
Yes.
Now, what salary did you have in mind for acting on the radio?
Oh, I don't know. I guess what I could do it for around $4,000 a week.
$4,000 a week.
Yes.
I see. Could you possibly work any cheaper?
Cheaper?
Yes, you see, this wouldn't be for just a week. They'd want you for a whole year.
Yeah, I know, but going over to that radio station every week, you know, is going to be a lot of expenses. Bus fare and everything, you know.
Oh! Oh, well, we'll be glad to pay your bus fare.
Oh, well, in that case, I could make it cheaper. Could do it for around $3,000 a week.
Oh, $3,000 a week.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, that was just a little more than they figured on spending.
I see. How much was they fingering on spending?
$18 a week.
Well, that's all right. I'll take it.
Of
Fine, fine, Mr. Parker Caucus. Now, you can go to the radio station right now and tell them I sent you.
Gee, thank you very much. I'll go right now.
Just a moment, please.
Yes.
Just a moment.
Yes.
Before you go, if you'll pay your tuition fee of $75, I should be glad to give you this diploma.
Diploma?
Yes. That shows that you graduated from our school.
Boy, this is the fastest graduation I ever heard of.
Yes, and now there's just one thing more, Mr. Parker Cox.
Yes?
You'll probably want to buy these two tickets here. Now, that will be 50 cents.
Two tickets for 50 cents? What's that for?
Your class is having a reunion dance tonight.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Sterik. Listen to me on the radio.
Yes, sir. Good luck, Mr. Parker Cox.
What do you want, Betty?
Well, Parker just phoned. He's going to be on the radio right away.
Oh, you're kidding me, Betty.
Oh, I can't believe it either, Opie. But he said he went over to the radio school, and they placed him immediately. Oh. I guess Parker's more talented than we ever realized. It's the most amazing thing I ever heard, Parker on the radio.
Well, turn it on, Betty. Let's listen to him.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we present another episode in our series called Crime Does Not Pay Very Much. Tonight's story marks the radio debut of Mr. Parker Caucus, who plays the part of Willie the Rat. As our story begins, we find Willie the Rat trying to escape from the police.
Stop, Willie the Rat! Stop or I'll shoot! Now you won't stop, eh? Then take this!
Oh.
Tune in again next week for another exciting episode.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Parties again next Sunday night. Bob Williams saying good night, all.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.